Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 169. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the best website platforms for coaches to build their business on in 2026. Got a lot of knowledge in this space. It's going to be a great show. I've got my great co-host, Kurt Van Heinen, with me. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Kurt Van Heinen with Manana No Mas. We also work directly with the great team over at WP Tonic and Lifter LMS. Pleasure to be here, John.
Thanks. And I'm the founder of WP Tonic, a premier hosting and maintenance and development agency aimed at those trying to build a membership business or community-focused business on WordPress. So, obviously, we really specialize in coaches as well. Coaching linked to membership is a growing space. Choosing the right platform is really important. Both me and Kirk are passionate about WordPress. But in this first half, we're going to look at some of the SaaS alternatives. And then in the second half, we're going to point out to you why you should really look at WordPress. So, Kurt, before we go through the list of SaaS products, is there something you would like to say before we go straight into it?
I'm always up for like looking at the competition and seeing what they're working on in SaaS and what the value is. And I'm really big on use case, Jonathan. So are there certain use cases where a quick and dirty, you know, putting something up on SaaS gets you going or as a proof of concept? I absolutely agree that that's possible. But still, I think there's value in kind of covering what the competition is, what they do, what their features are, how much it costs. But I think the real value of what we're going to talk about today is going to be in the second half when we talk about ownership, flexibility, and being able to duplicate these features in a space that you actually own and host.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
So in the SaaS world, folks, I kind of put it into two buckets. There's kind of there's a number of products out there. And SaaS stands for Software as a Service. And there's a number of SaaS products out there aimed at coaches or specific industries. But what I've listed are what I see as the main four in this field. And they're in two buckets, folks. There's SaaS that are aimed at a broader market, but they do have elements that could work for a coach. There's two of them that I've listed. And then I've listed two that are specifically designed for coaches. So I'm going to start off with a well-known but very generalistic SaaS website building platform, and that's Squarespace. Now, what are your thoughts around Squarespace, Kurt?
it's kind of a weird space for me, to be honest with you, Jonathan. Within the last 2 years, we actually created a project for someone in WordPress, and then they brought in a third-party, you know, marketing expert that said that they were more comfortable in Squarespace, and we actually lost the customer to Squarespace because of that. Are there resources in Squarespace? Are there, you know, extensions that you can use? Does it have solutions that advertise that it does, you know, sports and fitness and health and wellness, which in the coaching space kind of fits? Yeah, absolutely. Do I really think it's a product that I would invest in? Knowing what I know now about the other side of the open source world, it's not. But as far as like display, responsiveness, layouts and some of their templates, it's not a bad product, Jonathan.
No, it's I rate it much better than Wix myself.
Exactly.
It's lacking. You are going to have to use some third-party systems with Squarespace if you're serious about email marketing or automation, other things. I think they now do have a booking calendar system that's available, but I don't know actually if that's an extra, because they do have extras. Their pricing starts at $25 for the basic, $45 for core, and advanced is $139. I think for a basic website, it probably, of these generalistic website building platforms, I think it's one of the better ones. But you really got to have a clear idea what are your requirements, because if you start building on it and there's a thing that it just can't do, you're stuck. You're going to have to move platforms, which isn't the end of the world if you're just paying month to month, but could be a bit wasteful if you paid for the year. One tip, folks, do not buy your domains through them. Buy your domain somewhere else, because if you ever want to leave the platform, and this applies to all these SaaS platforms, actually, do not buy the domain through them, but definitely Squarespace, because based on my experience, and it might have changed, it's a bit of a nightmare re-getting back control over your own domain and then using it on another platform. So it's a little bit complicated if you do buy it from a third party like GoDaddy, Namecheap, but it is going to be better, and I would highly recommend that to you.
If I want to ask, if you had to pick one thing about Squarespace, talking about Squarespace in general, what is your biggest point of contention, do you think?
I think as a website builder, it's pretty intuitive, but I've got over 20 years of, I've got 20 years of experience. There's some people that say they don't like it. They prefer Wix. Other people say they prefer WordPress. And it's in the eye of the beholder. I think their templates, you know, there's third-party providers that provide their own templates. It's not, there's nothing fundamentally I can pin down to answer your question that it hasn't got. They've expanded, their membership is limited. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with anything they provide, but like all SaaS products, if there's a particular thing that you really require and they don't provide it and there isn't third-party access, You're scuppered, but you could apply that to any of these products that we're talking about in the first half, can't you?
Yeah. I got to tell you, for me, it's the marketing. The marketing that Squarespace put out for years that was like, do you have a business? Give us 15 minutes and you'll have a website up making you money in no time. And that level of simplicity in their marketing, I thought was a huge disservice to their own brand, because I just converted a perfect example. I just converted a customer from Squarespace to WordPress who spent 9 months paying Squarespace and trying to build a website and just getting frustrated. And yeah, it's not Squarespace sucks. It's just the learning curve was more than he was anticipating. And he didn't want to be a webmaster. He wanted to have a website that worked like out of the box. And he didn't realize there would be work behind it.
Yeah. On onto something totally different, purposely built for coaches, and that's Attractwell. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, Attractwell. Perfect.
Now, this is a totally different animal. This has a lot of functionality inbuilt with it, and it does cover communities, memberships, chatbots, digital downloads, contacts, CRM, email marketing. It's got a lot of functionality to it. I don't find the interface that intuitive, and I find the website builder compared to Squarespace that just doesn't match. But I don't know what your views are, Kurt. Have you got any knowledge about this particular platform?
The styling and the design that's presented to these coaches, you know, as a product to sell to their people, there, it has a feel of like a design feel of 2010, 2011 behind it. Yeah. It feels dated and not modern. But when you look at the functionality, what's offered, and especially what's, you know, included in those packages, Jonathan, I mean, you're paying $129 a month, but, you know, you handle up to 4,000 contacts. You can do 2,000 texts a month. So you're doing SMS messaging through this thing. You can host up to 400 videos inside the platform. You can have Zoom run through it with up to 100 attendees. Let's be real. From a coach's perspective, $129 a month, that's a pretty potent package. I just wish it looked a little fresher.
Yeah, I think I totally agree. So it does come with a lot of functionality, folks, but it's a bit dated, and I've had a few people, and I've spoken to a couple that just didn't find it that easy to set up. But that might be them. There's only, if you're offering all this kind of functionality, it is going to be more complicated to set up.
Yeah.
It just comes with the territory because they're offering a lot of stuff. On to the next one, which is Kajabi, which, like Squarespace, isn't purposely built for coaches. It's a more generalistic product, but it has a lot of coaches use it. And I would say, of all these generalistic products, it's one of the better ones. But it does a lot. It does almost everything that Attractwell does. Some things it doesn't do even today. You have to use third-party systems. But it's more modern looking, their themes. It does a lot. So depending on your experience, you're going to be frustrated or you're going to find it reasonably straightforward to set up, depending on your experience. They do come with a lot of good documentation and video training. It's not the cheapest. It starts, if you pay monthly, at about $180, and then it goes up. What's your thoughts about Kajabi?
If you're the type of coach that's doing a lot of live sessions and you're recording those sessions, like say you're doing group Zoom live sessions and you record those and you want those replays to be available as like evergreen content for other people to see and sample and learn from, Kajabi is a really good fit in that use case. But if you're a coach in like the defined, you know, coach role, I think it's a little more overkill on the e-learning side than the coaching side. And it's like you're trying to use, like if you were a mechanic, it's the difference between using a steel hammer and a dead blow hammer, right? It's like, Kajabi's that steel hammer, right? That's super powerful, but you really only needed a dead blow hammer. It's a little overkill if you're strictly coaching, it's a little overkill. But out of all the other SaaS platforms, I think theme, like you mentioned, Jonathan, theme, modern look, modern feel, features. I mean, it's there. Most people I know that are using Kajabi are in the $250 a month range. So that's where a lot of people seem to end up in that ecosphere. So that's worth considering before you slide your credit card and do the starter package.
Yeah. But it is a polished product.
Yeah.
On to another one, which is specifically aimed at coaches. And it's going to be the last one we talk about. And then we go for our break. And then we will talk about WordPress. Or is it? I think we got might have one more. I'm not sure. Yeah, we got another one after that. It's Paperbell. Now, Paperbell, it's basically got two pricing. You pay $57 monthly, or if you pay for the year, it's $570. It's definitely not as featured rich as Kajabi or Trackwell, but what it does offer... it's more simple to set up, basically. It's just a lot more simpler because it has got a good interface and it's offering not everything that the previous two that we talked about offers. Do you think I'm being fair here, Kurt?
I think you're being fair. It's... I think it's interesting to look at how they're talking about like what people earn through Paperbell. Like the way that they market the website to me is like the way Patreon markets, right? Like use our platform to sell memberships and you get a cut of your own sales. It's a very strange way because you and I are thinking in terms of like when we work in WordPress, we don't take a cut of our customers' money, right? So they sell training, they sell coaching, they sell education. They keep it all. I mean, if there's a Stripe fee or something, that's a Stripe, you know, exchange rate thing. That's not, I think the way that Paperbell kind of markets to people, it's very much like a Locals or a, you know, like I said, that Patreon example of like, hey, build on our platform and you get to keep some of your own sales. It just felt weird reading their copy. And to be honest, it put me off right from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think of the feature set?
That part I thought was it's definitely acceptable, right? I didn't think that the features were as deep as what I would be looking for as a coach. But then again, when we think about it, like it, so it does scheduling, it does meeting links, it does contracts. Right. So contracts are a thing a lot of coaches need. They need some kind of e-signature type contract. And so if you're in some of these other SaaS platforms, you've got to like third party link that kind of stuff in or use Adobe or something like that. So this is baked in here. That's great. Like, so from that side of the feature set, I say, you know, kudos to them. That's great. I have no user experience in this platform, so I don't really know how those features work. And I think that's kind of where I'm a little amiss in trying to represent that I could review this with a decent opinion.
Yeah, and the last one is Circle, because like I say, there's a lot of different flavors in this market. And like Kajabi and Squarespace and Paperbell, where Circle is more of a community focused, they didn't, until recently, you couldn't build a website, but you can now build a website inside Circle. But it's more community focused, but they do push themselves in the coaching sector. Because coaching now is individual coaching. And then having mastermind groups, it's all good stuff. But the problem is taking on a community and getting it active is increasing the work on you enormously. I think you would be better off starting with one of the other platforms. And I think it's a bit misleading to encourage people to start a group group dynamics like this without, because I think you could use one of these or use WordPress and then build a group on Facebook or Slack, and then at some time you could move it to a community platform. It starts at 89, the next one, business, is 199. But I just wouldn't recommend it for somebody looking to build. I think of some of the other platforms that we talked about, it's more suitable to get started with. Would you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, Jonathan. I bought into the Etch program, and Kevin Geary uses Circle, and I know that it has its place, and I see the other, you know, contributors and community members. You know, it does work. You can put it in comments, you know, you can upload pictures, you can, you know, discuss things in there. But from a coaching perspective, I just don't see Circle being a good fit. To be honest, from a community perspective, I don't really enjoy the Circle experience either, as being an end user in that environment, right? It's like saying, like in our space, in the IT space, a lot of us are forced to use Slack, right? Like you and I have Slack. I'm on a Lifter channel with WP Minute. I'm on a Slack channel with Lifter. It's, but do I prefer Slack? No. And I don't prefer Circle to talk to Kevin Geary either, but that's the tool he chose. Now, if you're the coach and you're getting to choose the tool, why would you choose the tool that you don't like or don't appreciate? I don't have the patience or space for Circle.
Yeah. All right, then. We're going to go for our break, and then when we come back, folks, we're going to be talking about WordPress and why you definitely should consider it. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I want to also point out that we've got some fabulous free resources. We've got a course done by Kirk that shows you how to build your membership website on WordPress, your coaching or membership website on WordPress from beginning to end. It's at a really low discount price. You can find this plus loads of other offers and free goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into it. I think the strength of WordPress is choice. You can choose a look that you really like. With modern page builders, like Cadence, WP, GeneratePress, Divi. There's a lot of good quality page builders, and there's a lot of designs and looks. At WP Tonic, we use Cadence, and we've developed a small library of purpose-designed starter websites for coaches. And it's control. It's that if you can build an experience that's custom to you, and you can protect that work, that intellectual property, which you can't on a SaaS platform. You can't even do it. And I think one of the drawbacks of WordPress is people get fixated about all the choice. At WP Tonic, we recommend and we give you the best plugins to enable you to build a coaching website, and we actually configure it all for you. But that's one of the problems, is you've got a lot of choice, but it's also one of the strengths, because you won't in look, in design, in what you want, what you need, you won't be confined. What do you reckon, Kurt?
I kind of agree with a lot of things that you said. I might propose it in a different way. And that's, you know, we had mentioned before that, you know, you have the freedom and the flexibility in WordPress. But like, we just reviewed a community site. We just reviewed an educational site. We just reviewed a coaching site. And if you take those elements of those different SaaS platforms, let's say that you grew your business and you were like really focused on coaching, but then you needed a community element, but the thing you chose didn't really have community in it. So then you added Circle. Well, then you're bouncing people around to platforms that don't have a consistency in look or feel or root URL, right? Whereas in WordPress, what Jonathan's talking about, flexibility and scalability, we can add specifically the look and the tools, and it's all a consistent experience. And so if I wanted a coaching product, I build the website as a coaching product. But if my project scales and I want to add community, I can add community without having to send someone to some third-party link somewhere. You know, if I want to add a CRM, I could do so. That's, to me, WordPress is just the answer because of the huge amount of flexibility to build whatever I want and maintain a consistent overall appearance.
So what are the key, I think, when somebody in the coaching sector, do you need a membership or a learning management system? I'm going to ask your thoughts about this first.
I'm biased because I've worked with the team at Lifter LMS for so long, Jonathan. But I use Lifter LMS on a ton of sites that don't even have any courses on them because the payment gateway and the membership tools, and when I say membership tools, I'm talking about like membership restriction as well. So that means I could have certain post types that I have, like let's say I have a bunch of blog posts. And I have half the blog posts I want to be open to the public and half the blog posts I want to be restricted as special information that's just for members. You're able to do that with the membership tools in Lifter, right? So more of a granular control than most tools will give you. So I'm a big fan of Lifter. And for that reason, I would implement an LMS, even though it might be overkill. I would implement the LMS over a lot of other tools. Now, from a coach's perspective, and I realize I'm giving a longer answer than that's probably necessary, but from a coach's perspective, Lifter LMS also comes in with course and lesson management that is real conducive to converting your live sessions into evergreen material to upsell to people later. So Lifter is a really great package for coaches because it can put it all together. You can host your own live events. You can save the events as lessons and courses. You have the membership tools. You can just do a ton of stuff inside Lifter LMS. So I think if we say adding an LMS to WordPress, but we say Lifter LMS, I think you've nailed it.
Yeah. So I think there's two fundamental choices. I do agree. I would go with the Lifter LMS route, but there's two main choices here. There's either Lifter LMS or there's MemberPress Coach Kit. Mm. They're the two that I think people are asking me. Now, with MemberPress Coach Kit, I think Lifter LMS, what it offers and what it can offer, depending on what plan. If you host with WP Tony, you get access to the Infinity plan. That provides everything, so it's a non-brainer. But even at lower levels with Lifter LMS, it provides so much functionality and will future-proof you. Now, with MemberPress, it's a great solution. It does some things around membership that are a little bit odd to my mind. It's a kind of rules-based system. I haven't used their coaching kit product, but they, I don't know if you have either. Have you at all?
No.
But they're the two main choices. Now, what do you need to go with that? Well, obviously you need a page builder. I think myself, Cadence, WP is the way to go, and we provide that. And next, you need a booking system. And the easiest and the most powerful is Fluent Booking. It's really flexible and it does work with Zoom. You do have to set up a Zoom app, but if you host with WP Tonic, we do with that. But after that, it's really easy to set up Fluent Booking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
And it works hand in hand with Fluent CRM if you want to do a lot of marketing automation. And it also works well with Fluent Forms. And at WP Tonic, we provide Fluent Form Pro, and that works, and Fluent CRM. And those three products with Lifter LMS, with Cadence, really covers almost everything you might want. And then if you do want to go into the community side of things at some later stage, you've got a choice with Lifter LMS. It's got some community forum elements, hasn't it? Which it's expanded lately, hasn't it, Kurt?
It has. What's really surprised me is Lifter LMS is coming up on releasing their 10.0, version 10.0. And in this version, they're coming out with like three more features, and they just came out with like four more features last year. So they're not sitting back, you know, counting the dollars. They're continuing to develop the platform. And so, I've been pretty well impressed at all the things that Lifter's doing and can do.
Yeah. So you've got that choice, or you can look at Fluent Community, which and just use the community parts of it, and it works well with Lifter LMS, and you'll get a really top-notch community that will fit into the look of your main website. So you've got a lot of modules, a lot of choices. You won't be entrapped in something that just won't work for you. What's the thoughts of what I've just outlined, Kurt?
I like the idea of not being trapped. I've been trapped before, Jonathan. So I'm just trying to think from a coach's perspective, Jonathan, because we've talked about a lot of features. And now I'm trying to think like, okay, from a coach's perspective, from a minimal viable product, because let's focus on that again, right? A lot of our shows we talk about, you need to launch your business successfully, launch it in phases, do stages to have a minimal viable product. For the minimal viable product, do you think it's more important to have the booking tool, or do you think it's more important to have like a community tool?
The booking tool.
Yeah. See, so you and I are on the same page. I think that the term coaching has been so misused in our particular vertical in our industry that people don't even understand what coaching is anymore. Like coaching is the idea of working with somebody individually, helping them find their own answers and a better pathway to success through really good questions and answers. Like that's like the definition. That's like the John Maxwell definition. So if I'm thinking, because I can't help but think this, whenever I'm thinking about someone new in an industry, when you say look at Kajabi or hey, we could build this thing in Lifter LMS and add Fluent Booking and stuff, I think even that's a little overwhelming, right? I think if we just say what's your minimal viable product so you can put your message out on the internet and be able to have somebody swipe a credit card and book some time with you. Like that's the main thing that a coach needs to get started. And then once they get some skin in the game, once they have a couple of bookings and once they do a couple of icebreaker meetings or needs assessments with these clients, that's when it's going to open up to them and they're going to go, oh, well, this client's really a group of clients. It's a group at an office center. So we need some community tools or we need a group meeting tool or we need, and that'll help figure out how you're going to grow and scale. But that's kind of why I like the WordPress idea, because if I were to just dive into some SaaS platform with a bunch of bells and whistles, I wouldn't know what to offer to my client or what my attracted clients wanted from me to scale properly.
Yeah, I think you might disagree with me, but I think putting the Lifter LMS is kind of future-proofing, and it's got elements that you will find very attractive. But I would have it installed, but I wouldn't. I would aim at getting the website, and then using Fluent Booking. So there's a page where people can actually book a coaching session.
Yeah,
and it also integrates with Stripe. It will offer times where they can book a session, and then it will take the payment and it will go into your Stripe account, and it will send a receipt to the customer, and you can integrate it with Zoom as well. So when they have that booking session, they can have a Zoom with you.
Yep.
And that's it, basically. That's all you need. And then if you want to do groups and all the other things, you can then integrate what we've just set up with Lifter LMS. And that's about it, really, for a lot. That's all you're going to need, plus Fluent Forms. You're going to need about four to five plugins, and that should be it.
Yeah.
That's it, really. What do you reckon?
Well, I reckon we're getting closer and closer to something I want to just come out and say, right? Because I think I'm beating around the bush more than I need to. And I'll say it for you. Like WP Tonic, the package that's offered through WP Tonic, you get the site. The hosting package is put together. The theme's in place. The starter template is in place. So you don't have to build a website. And the tools are already added and configured. So you don't have to make yourself a webmaster to figure out how to hook up, you know, this or how to integrate that or any of that. We're like the site, you get the site and it works. And so you order the package, and a couple of days later, you've got a working website. And then, yeah, we'll show you how to change the titles and the pictures and the paragraphs and the things that you want to change the content for. But I think it's important to mention that it's super, super simple the way you've white gloved this thing, Jonathan. It's not like I was saying earlier, people say Squarespace is easy, but when you sign up for Squarespace, you still got to build something.
Yeah, of all the other SaaS we talked about, probably Squarespace is the most simple, but it's still there. But when you're talking about Kajabi or Tractwell, to some extent, even Paperbell, Circle, all these other ones, they're not, depending on your experience, they're not intuitive. You're not going to be setting all this up in the afternoon. What we offer at WP Tonic is probably the shortest span, actually, compared to these. So the idea that WordPress is difficult, folks, is delusionary. People make it difficult because they're getting trapped with all the choice. That's the problem. But it also has benefits because you'll never be in this position where your platform just can't do what you're looking for. But it can also be a trap where you're just spending too much time trying to figure stuff out. So I think that's a good place for us to stop, Kurt. What's the best place for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Kurt?
Well, if you want to reach out personally, I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn, so that makes it easy to find me and get in touch and connect with me. For business, I'm at Manana Nomas, mananomas.com, and Manana Nomas on all the social channels. How about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, it's best to go to the WP Tonic website, have a look at what we've got to offer, and you can book a free 30-minute consultation with one of us. And we can give you some free advice, which is fantastic. We will be back next week with insights about how you can build a great membership or coaching business on WordPress for yourself and for your family. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.